Unisa Radio. The African voice. It's all about you.
We're getting into conversation with our regular guest, that is Dr. Chifiwa Kodisang, and we're talking thinking differently about ideas. Yes, she is from the DCCD, and if you are looking for their services, you can head over there and they will be available for you. How are you, Doctor?
I'm okay, and you, Dine?
I'm good. Thank you very much for making time to talk to us today. Today we're talking about thinking differently about ideas. So now, maybe let's just start by saying, explain the concept to us, to say, how does one think differently, and also about how one thinks differently about specifically ideas?
Yeah, I think we just thought about talking about thinking differently about, it could be ideas.
Okay.
But it could be challenges that I'm experiencing. How does one think differently about the challenges? We are in the middle of exams. We could talk about thinking differently about exam anxiety and exam stress, and also writing exams in the midst of all these uncertainties.
Mm-hmm.
We are also in the mental health month, and we are all faced with a number of mental health challenges, mm-hmm. due to the COVID, due to loss of jobs, due to loss of relatives, due to fear of being infected. How does one think differently in this space and also still be able to function? So it's about thinking differently about challenges, about obstacles, about adversities. It's about how does one look at where they are, especially when you feel stuck, especially when you think negative, and also say to say, okay, let me just stop. Instead of thinking it's all bad, I can't do this, is there another angle? Is there another possibility? Is there another ways of looking at this? Is there another way of coping? Is there another way of relating to the situation? That is what I thought we could talk about.
Okay. And then, Doctor, because we as humans are creatures of habit, would it not be very difficult for one to train their brain to think differently, because you're used to the same type of thoughts and you're used to the same type of routine? I get up, I bath, I eat, I take a text, I get to your knees, you know, all of those things.
It's not actually about habit, what you are referring to, Dineo.
Okay.
Yes, it looks like habit, but I must tell you something about human beings. So human beings, when we function much better, when we function more comfortably, it's when we've got structure. So we function much better, that I know that 9 o'clock I must meet Dineo, 10 o'clock I'm going to have lunch. So if all of a sudden Dineo said she is not here, then I'm like disappointed. So it's always, oh, what a waste of time, you know, because we always look at our life in a very linear way.
Okay.
You know, it's a very structured, we don't have room. What if something happened?
Okay.
So even if we have got an appointment with Dineo at 9:30, if Dineo says to me, no, I'm not available, how can I still think differently about, oh, Dineo is not available, but this actually provides me an opportunity maybe to take some time and do 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't also look at the opportunities created from frustrations.
Okay.
Differently comes in.
Okay.
You might not have honored my appointment. Yes, they might be feeling provoked, but I can also, instead of taking 30 minutes ranting and mourning, which will impact on my emotions, I can actually say, okay, there are a few emails that I needed to do. There is a book I needed to read. Can I use this time? Yes, I might not have planned that, but can I take a step back to say, okay, what can I do that can still benefit me during this time? So unfortunately, we create our structure, but our structure is very rigid. But it's always important we function when we've got structure, because we don't like surprises. You will hear people, even if I've surprised you with a party or a birthday, you will complain to say,
I don't like surprises.
All of us will say that.
Even if it's with good intentions, to celebrate you, to show you that you're loved, but because I didn't know about it, I don't know who's coming, I don't have control, babe.
You got me there. So we human beings always want to, we actually protect our vulnerabilities, our uncertainties. We struggle with vulnerabilities, we struggle with uncertainties, we struggle with being in control. So that's why we create this environment where we could feel a bit safe, we can function. I'm sort of sure that when I come tomorrow morning at work, I'm going to do 1, 2, 3.
Mm.
So if you just tell me, oh, can you please come to the radio? No, you should have told me I needed to prepare.
Mm.
You know, that preparation is to cover up sometimes for my insecurities.
Okay.
And sometimes it's not necessary. You will find that I can still do this work without preparing.
Mm.
But for that sense of control, it works much better if I have my questions written. You know, we want that structure.
Okay.
And that's why when we are faced with situations where we feel we are not in control, we get quite worked out. That's why when we are uncertain of the future in times such as this, we are constantly anxious. We don't realize we are not in control. You know, thinking differently about challenges or thinking differently about life, it's also understanding, yes, it's important that I've got structure. Yes, it's important that I've got control. But it's not real.
Wow.
Yes, it's not real. Even at times when we think we've got control, it's just the illusion that we create for ourselves in order to function.
Yeah, because I think from what I'm understanding from you, doctors, that because overall we don't have control of life. I can say I'm planning to meet with Dr. Kodisang at 9. Something happens to me, then I don't meet with you at 9. And then
you might have made this appointment. You know, there are people who are so careful. They are so, they will plan things a month ago. I mean, let's just go and look at all our diaries. What we had planned for the year 2020. What happened?
Life happened.
Corona came.
And
that is an illustration that we don't have control.
Mm.
Yes, we do like to create an illusion that we have like this overall control, but we only have control at a specific time. And that's also one thing that impacts on us. We don't want to live in the here and now.
Okay.
As I'm with you now, I also think about 3 o'clock, I should be at this place. 5 o'clock, I should be at. It's like, even on the road, it's just me driving and the road will just. Yes, I might have the intention to be at that particular time at 3 o'clock. What if it doesn't happen? Can I be comforted with the here and now and to say, okay, that is what I plan to do. If it doesn't happen, let's get there and look at what else can I do? How can I look at the different possibilities? How can I replan? We tend to struggle with that. We are very rigid.
And also, I think, why do we as humans attach so much to ideas, so much emotions, that when the when the idea in itself doesn't come to life, or come the way you would have imagined, envisioned it, or envisioned it, why do we struggle so much with detaching ourselves from that idea and then moving on to the next thing? And what do our ideas say about us?
Yeah. You know, I was reading a book somewhere. I won't, you know, quote it verbatim. But this author was actually talking about emotional disturbance or mental health issues to say one of the reasons we struggle. It's because as human beings, we tend to have this view of the world. So my views and ideas or perception of the world must just, you know, while I think about things, the world must just fit in. You know what? You know how I see, you know, my view of how people must dress based on why maybe I feel comfortable in a particular way of dressing. I also impose it in the world. So we personalize everything, our experience, our ideas. It just becomes, it's about me. And that's where it's a problem, because even this interview, it's not about me. It's about me and you.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So if things goes wrong here, it can't necessarily be about me. It can't be necessarily also about you, because we are also relying on technology. You get what I'm saying? And human beings do not look at the whole they look at the part.
Mm.
And so it becomes even a distorted view of the world. And then it's very personalized. It's about me. Yes, you know, in life it's about my experience and all that. But in some instances, because it's also very limited, it also impacts on us. Because when things does not go the way we have thought it will, then we think, I have failed. You know, we live in a world where things are very black and white.
Okay.
Or it's even about, you know, standards. It's not even about principles. So, you know, I wanted to ace it, that interview. I wanted it to be 10 out of 10. But what if we have got other challenges? It's 3 out of 5. Can we also look at, maybe we didn't get it clearly, but it also helped us with ideas.
Mm.
You know, the next interview, this is the angle we want to look at.
Okay.
So that's one of the things, because when we look at our ideas or we look at our perception, before we even test it, you know, testing the reality, will this thing work out? You know, what will be the feedback? We don't allow that. It just have to work the way I see it.
Mm.
And then even if I'm proposing something to you, it's about me. This is how I thought it. It's clear. But if you said no, but you know what I was thinking? We can have this and that. I feel you have rejected me.
Mm.
You have undermined me. But it's still the same. We have started something that is growing. It's a build-up.
Mm.
So we are very personal. We personalize our ideas. We personalize our experience. We personalized everything, which in some instances, it creates challenges.
Mm. And just lastly, Doctor, how can we maybe train ourselves and our brains to deal and think differently about challenges and mental challenges, or challenges that also impact, which is, I think, every challenge, our mental health?
Yeah, I appreciate that all challenges could impact on our mental health.
Mm.
The first thing is also to think about the challenge I'm experiencing, not to personalize, to sort of normalize it. You know, sometimes people, instead of normalizing the experience, they personalized it in a very negative way.
Okay.
For example, we are all very anxious about the exams. Isn't it true?
Mm.
Though that is an individual experience, that you experience your anxiety. But can we also go and look, is it normal for people to feel anxious when they write exams?
Mm.
Is it normal that most people are worried about, you know, contracting the virus? Is it normal?
Mm.
Because if you then say, it's just me.
Mm. I was reckless, that's why I caught the virus.
Yeah,
I was,
it's just me that I've got bad luck.
Oh.
It's just me that I am stupid, I will worry. So you personalize it, but also then you sort of degrade yourself.
Mm.
And that already impacts on your mental health.
Mm.
Also for me, coming to, we have got the pandemic, we are anxious about the exams, we are doing new things, that everybody is worried about the new things.
Mm.
Is it okay to allow one to also learn from this? Because also in the midst of these new things, a person wants to be perfect.
Mm.
I can't go wrong. I need to know these things. But we have never lived in a world, maybe some people have, we have never lived in a world where there is pandemic.
Mm.
So how do I allow myself to go through the emotions, not denying yourself to be human?
Mm.
It is normal to feel overwhelmed also working from home. It is normal to feel worried that I'm not doing very well, or there are just too many demands and nobody understands.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
It makes sense.
Because one of the things also when we experience these challenges, when we don't normalize them, then we also then dehumanize ourselves and we create more conflict, because you are feeling something which you don't want to feel because you think you are not supposed to feel it, and then you don't attend to yourself.
Okay, maybe explain that again.
Okay, so for example, I am feeling anxious.
Okay.
I can acknowledge I am anxious.
Okay.
It's okay to be anxious.
Mm-hmm.
I am anxious because of the exams.
Okay.
In the midst of pandemic. It's a new exams.
Mm.
So instead of this stigma, of sort of say, I can't be anxious, because you start your battle will now focus on why am I anxious? I can't be anxious.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
When you do okay. that, you actually become more anxious.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I am anxious,
yes.
and I'm anxious because of the exams. But in thinking differently, so what do I need to do now that I'm anxious? Why am I anxious? Okay. I am anxious because of the exams. What can I do? Can I look at how I've prepared? Can I do the revision? Who do I need? Can I just talk to other students? Or can I contact my lecturer to clarify this? Can I take some time focusing on exam papers, you know, revision and all that, because that could help me to get a sense of where I am. So you are acknowledging you are anxious. You are not denying yourself to be anxious, but you are also not allowing yourself to sink in the dam of anxiety. You are also saying, what is it that I'm in control of that can manage the anxiety?
But doctor, would you not say that people maybe might not want to admit that they're depressed, admit that they're anxious, admit that they had a panic attack because they're afraid of the stigma? To say I'm anxious, it means I have a mental problem. It means gaff. It means, you know, society doesn't want me. No, I can't allow that. You know, would there not be a link there?
I agree with you. We live in a society where it's like a perfect world, ne? Mm. Even as we are walking around with our mask or our shield, we are not showing that we are anxious. But there is also a safe space that you can acknowledge that you are anxious. We live in a society that is very judgmental.
Mm.
Sometimes even judgmental in our beliefs, where people will say, but why you don't have faith, you know? And then people sort of withdraw to say, if I say I'm anxious about, you know, the pandemic and all that, maybe if I belong to a particular religion, people will say, you know, you don't have faith. If we live in a community or in a group where people have to be strong, you can't be weak, you can't be, then people won't acknowledge or allow themselves to be vulnerable because they don't want to be seen as weak or sissies or whatever. You know, you are a failure. How can you even be scared of this thing you don't know? It's invented, wara wara wara. And that impact on us. But I also tend to say to people, you know, yes, you know, our society, our communities, then our families, they have got influence on us. But we can also make a choice. We can make a choice to say, what do I need? And I think that is very important. Think about, what do I need? If I need to be a healthy person, this is the step I'm going to take. Because you can't allow other people to sort of endorse how you feel.
Okay.
And then you become quite superficial because you feel the way you think people will accept it. And yet you are not taking care of yourself, or you are not getting the support that we really need to give you. Because if I come here and you say, no, I'm okay, and then you are okay. But if you say, I'm very anxious about the exams, you know, maybe I could be able to even say, you know what, I've got a very useful resource. Have you thought about this? So I'm giving you support based on the needs you have indicated.
Yes.
But if you don't communicate your clear needs, I might not be able to communicate. But at the end, you can't blame me for that, because that's your choice.
We all have choices. Doctor, thank you very much for your time. We're talking about thinking differently about ideas, but not only ideas, challenges, and then everything that happens to us in life and how to deal with it, what to normalize and what not to normalize. So yes, ma'am, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for your insight, doctor.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. And that was Dr. Chifua Godisang from the DCCD, that is the Directorate of Counseling and Career Development. You are still tuned into UNISA Radio.
Visit our Facebook page for updates, interviews, competitions, and much more. UNISA Radio.